you can't go to a place like Bora Bora and then complain about it afterwards, because it's ultimately just kind of like uptown problems. You know what I mean? A bunch of like Hollywood, like people come back and are like, God, it was so tough to get anything shipped in there. It's like, poor you jumping out of your villa onto the ocean. You know, the place is beautiful. It really is. I went to a yoga class. I had a girlfriend took me to a yoga class, and I was just kind of like, really? Like, this is happening, and everyone's making it like this is normal, and no one has a problem with it. And this gentleman was kind of like dry humping these girls. I don't know how else to say it to be nice. And kind of like holding their necks, like kind of weird. And they were all kind of like listening and really wanting to make sure they were doing it well. And I sort of felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. And so I kind of thought in that moment, that will be a fun scene to put in a movie one day. And I finally got to do it here with this one. I think anyone who's ventured into this realm of spiritual tranquility has also experienced the creepy yoga guy. We did go in with some real sharks, and growing up in the Midwest, a lake is a nice time for me. The ocean is a mystical place that I don't belong. And so I've always kind of, I remember seeing Jaws like a lot of kids when I was really young, and then I was scared of the swimming pool. I thought, I know there's water, and I know there's this huge thing that eats these people, and I don't salt or no salt, I'm not taking any chances. So for me, it was a kind of a big deal. I was nervous to get into the water with the sharks. And then I got comfortable doing it. I'm glad that I did it, but it's not like something I would seek out to do all the time and this type of thing. But it was nice to get a chance to do that and to scuba dive and to see them. The fun of this movie, I think, is we take those regular situations that everyone deals with, and we find a really fun environment with really exceptional circumstances to sort of play those things out in a comedic way. And I also think the movie has some real hope and optimism to it in a really smart way, which is, you know, one of the great things about the film.